This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist. This is the craving for patient last name is K-E-E-F-E-R. First name is K-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R. Date of visit is September 5, 2023. Next, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 1985, when he was stationed in Germany. First up, a patient tells me that his barrack mate, dropped a ball bearing onto the top of his head. First up, a patient tells me that it was a heavy ball bearing. First up, a patient was not wearing helmet at that time. First up, it landed on the top of the head on the right side. First up, a patient instantly felt dizzy. First up, he felt nauseous. First up, he was seeing stars. First up, patient was confused and disoriented for the rest of the day. First up, a patient tells me he did not have a loss of consciousness. First up, however, he has severe headache for the rest of the day. First up, paragraph. A patient has significant headaches since then. First up, specifically in the top on the right side of the head. So first up, there's a large bump on top of the head. So first up, on the right side of the head, there's a large bump, elevated to bump. A patient tells me it's painful to touch. It's been persistent since the injury. A patient has a headache almost consistent everyday basis. It has also affected his memory. His memory is very poor. A patient is not able to concentrate and focus because of this. He also get dizziness and lightheadedness sometimes from this. Tells me that he's currently not working. He's not working because of his atrial fibrillation and SVT. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. Patient is in 1985 in Germany. A barrack mate dropped a ball bearing on top of his head on the right side. A patient immediately has severe headache, confusion, disorientation, seeing stars, and dizziness. Patient has severe headaches. Did not lose consciousness. Patient had confusion, disorientation for the whole day. Patient nausea for the whole day. Since the event, patient has a bump, B-U-M-P, bump on top of the head on the right side where the impact was. A patient tells me that it is painful to touch. He has headaches almost every day. A patient has short-term memory loss this time. A patient also has severe headaches every day. A patient has a dizziness and nausea from this. His memory is also affected. The MOC examination shows that he missed a 4 on the delay recall. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. There's a clear physical injury to the scalp, with a big bump on the top of the head on the right side. A patient also has consistent everyday headaches, cognitive deficits, memory loss, difficulty to concentrate, dizziness and nausea symptoms. I believe that these are all traumatic brain injuries, signs and symptoms. This marks the adaptation. Next patient, the last name is G-O-V-E-A, and G-O-V is a Victor E-A. First name is Tanya, T-A-N-I-A. T-A-N-I-A. Date of visit is September 5, 2023. Date of birth is November 6, 1996. An acute complaint of a seizure. An expert of a referring physician is S-E-Y-E-D. Last name is H-O-S-S-E-I-N-I. Again, H-O-S-S-E-I-N-I-M-D. An expert of a dear doctor. Well, seeing me, I have the pleasure to see Tanya today for initial evaluation for possible seizure disorder. An expert is present in this patient is a 26-year-old female. Chief complaint possible seizure disorder. First up, patient tells me that started about 5 years ago. When she was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Her car flipped over 3 times and she had complete loss of consciousness. Since then she has these intermittent spells in which she would have loss of consciousness. She tells me that every time she has bad anxiety. A stressful situation, loud people, when she's under stress, she will suddenly have lightheadedness, Tama starts sweaty, first up her heart starts pounding, first up she has chest tightness, first up she has palpitation symptoms, first up, and then she will lose consciousness and drop to the floor. First up, a patient denies any foaming in the mouth, first up denies any urinary incontinence, first up. She tells me that happens about once a week, first up, but she tells me that she has history of severe anxiety attacks, first up, but she has panic attacks, first up, but she describes those as both chest pounding, breathing fast, tongue palpitation, short of breath, first up. Next, past medical history, history of a possible seizure next number, history of anxiety according to the patient, first step of adjustment disorder next number, personality disorder next number, current medication, levotriacetam, 500 milligrams, one pill twice a day next number, sertraline, 50 milligrams once a day next number, allergies. No known drug allergies. Next one, social history. Patient is an inmate. A patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next one, a diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. First step, but the study shows that it was a normal study. First step, but there's no evidence of epileptic form discharges. So first step, there's no evidence of seizure activities on this examination. Next one, impression. Impressions, a patient has this intermittent loss of consciousness when she is nervous, anxious, stressed out, stressful, hanging out with loud people, she would suddenly have these lightheadedness, sweaty, blur vision, chest pounding, chest pain, chest palpitation, short of breath, and she would faint to the ground first. I believe that these are she is sustaining from anxiety related hyperventilation, causing syncopal episodes for step. I believe that these are related to panic attacks, causing hyperventilation and resulting in loss of consciousness for step. From her description, these are not seizure convulsion for step. These do not sound like seizure. These do not sound like epileptic seizures. So first up, next paragraph, the EEG study was performed today. First up, it was a normal study. First up, there's no epileptic form discharges on examination. First up, there's no seizure activity on the examination. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next time, explain to patient, the EEG study was normal. First up, next time, recommendation to get treatment for anxiety and panic attacks. First up, next number, I'll recommend her to try to breathe into a paper bag, such as a lunch bag. Next time she has these anxiety panic attacks, to see if that would help to prevent fainting. Next number, also recommend patient to sleep on the bottom bunk, given that she has risk of a loss of consciousness. Next number. As far as the seizure medication, I may consider to reduce the levotriacetam to 250 milligrams twice a day for a month, and then the 250 milligrams once a day for a month, and then discontinue the medication. Meanwhile, observe, see if she has any symptoms changes, this marks the end of the patient.